From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President encouraged funding for world health and economic recovery at the G20 summit. Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy holds rebound Lombok Sumba Fair. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo attended the G20 summit virtually from the Bogor Presidential Palace on Saturday. According to Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, President Joko Widodo conveyed a number of things that needed attention of G20 member countries. First is the importance of funding for health recovery. Minister Retno said that efforts to restore health during the COVID-19 pandemic require the availability of vaccine to fight the pandemic. Therefore, vaccine must be accessible to all countries without exception.
Yang pertama adalah pentingnya pendanaan bagi pemulihan kesehatan. Presiden mengatakan bahwa dunia tidak akan sehat kecuali semua negara sudah sehat.
The first is the importance of funding for health recovery. The president said that the world will not be healthy unless all countries are healthy, and the vaccine is one of the ammunition. Vaccine must be accessible and available to all countries without exception. The political commitment of the G20 countries is needed to mobilize global funding for health recovery. The second thing is the importance of support for world economic recovery, including debt restructuring assistance for low-income countries and fiscal flexibility for developing countries.
Pentingnya bantuan restrukturisasi hutang untuk negara berpendapatan rendah, terutama dari negara pemberi hutang yang besar.
The importance of debt restructuring assistance for low-income countries, especially from large debt-giving countries. This debt restructuring must be accompanied by improved debt management. President also conveyed the importance of continuing to provide extraordinary support for monetary fiscal policies and financial sector policies. President also said the fiscal flexibility needed for developing countries to finance social safety, boost domestic consumption, and drive small and medium-sized economies. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo also reminded the UN Secretary General's message for stronger solidarity for developing countries in difficult time due to the current pandemic. Without the help of the G20 countries, developed and underdeveloped countries will not be able to easily recover from the economic downturn caused by the pandemic. The Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, together with the West Nusa Tenggara Tourism Office, held the Rebound Lombok Sumbawa Fair 2020 to boost the tourism in West Nusa Tenggara amid the COVID-19 pandemic, which was held November 21st to 22nd in Mataram City. Regional Tourism Marketing Coordinator 1 Area 3, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Bulkis Khairina, after opening the event in Mataram on Saturday, said Rebound Lombok Sumbawa Fair 2020 is part of a series of the Ministry's sales mission activities in 6 regions in Indonesia, including Lombok. He said this activity was a series of sales mission that aimed to be an integrated promotional event between the Ministry of Tourism and local government. He added Lombok was chosen as one of the activities area because Lombok is one of the national super priority destinations. The Ministry of Industry is encouraging startups to become Industry 4.0 implementers for small and medium industries SME to help accelerate economic recovery and import its substitution. The Director General of Small, Medium and Miscellaneous Industries of the Ministry of Industry, Gati Wibawaningsi, Saturday stated that one of the steps taken by the Ministry of Industry to hold the Startup for Industry program to bridge the innovation needs of SMEs players and the community with startup as technology providers. With the team, Indonesia is confident in domestic technology. The 2020 Startup for Industry program targets three issues that require innovation as a solution, namely the adaptation of new habits, manufacturing efficiency, and e-commerce enabler services. These topics are also related to economic recovery due to the impact of COVID-19 through digital transformation. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. President Xi Jinping said on Saturday that China is ready to step up global COVID-19 vaccine cooperation and called for better international coordination on policies to facilitate movement of people. Pharmaceutical companies and research centers around the world are working on potential COVID-19 vaccine, with large global trials of several of the candidates involving tens of thousands of participants underway. China has five homegrown candidates undergoing phase 3 trials. California is to begin a nighttime curfew on Saturday in an attempt to curb a surge in coronavirus cases. The country has now more than 12 million confirmed infections, with more than 255,000 deaths, according to data compiled with Johns Hopkins University. This is by far the highest death toll in the world. About 187,000 new infections were recorded nationwide in the largest figure released on Friday for the previous day, which is an all-time high. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has also urged Americans to avoid traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday on November 26 to prevent increased transmission. A barrage of rockets has hit residential areas of Kabul, killing at least 8 people and wounding more than 30. More than a dozen rockets were fired from a pickup truck inside the city. The attack happened hours before a meeting between U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Taliban negotiators in an effort to resume peace talks. The rockets hit areas of central and north Kabul, including near the heavily fortified area that houses embassies and international companies, just before 4:30 GMT on Saturday. Several buildings and vehicles were damaged. The Iranian embassy in Kabul said its compound was hit by rocket fragment, but that no one has been wounded. The UK and Canada have agreed a deal to continue trading under the same terms as the current EU agreement after the Brexit transition period ends. The government said it paved the way for negotiation to begin next year on a new comprehensive deal with Canada. The agreement does not give any new benefits to businesses, but it rolls over the comprehensive economic and trade agreement reached by the European Union and Canada after 7 years of negotiation. Before it is formally signed, the UK-Canada Trade Continuity Agreement will be subject to final legal checks. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with this week's spotlight on COVID-19 vaccination simulation begins. President Joko Widodo on Wednesday morning directly reviewed the COVID-19 vaccination simulation process at the Tanah Serial Community Health Center Bogor, West Java. After watching the simulation, the president said that the government hopes that the COVID-19 vaccine can enter Indonesia at the end of November or in December, either in the form of vaccine or vaccine raw materials that will be processed by Bio Farma. According to him, all vaccine to be used must be registered at the World Health Organization before being used. The president added, even though the vaccine has entered Indonesia, the government still has to wait for the emergency use authorization to be used by the Indonesian Food and Drug Administration. This procedure must be followed for the sake of safety and security for the community. He estimates that vaccination will start in late 2020 or early 2021. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo revealed the priority stages of vaccination for the people. According to him, the priority will be for health workers, but he said he was ready to be the first to get vaccinated if asked by the government's vaccination team.
Yang akan divaksin pertama adalah nanti tenaga kesehatan, baik itu para dokter, para perawat, dan juga tenaga medis, para medis yang ada.
The first ones to be vaccinated will be health workers, both doctors and nurses, as well as medics and paramedics, plus the military and police. Then later state civil apparatuses who work in front line in public services, followed by teachers, and then of course all of us. If anyone asks, will the president be the first or later, if the team asks me to be the first, I'm ready. President Joko Widodo also explained that vaccination will be carried out in two ways, namely free and paid. Meanwhile, Minister of Health Terawan Agus Putranto, who was present to accompany the president, claimed that Indonesia was the first country that carried out a simulation of COVID-19 vaccination. According to him, the government will increase simulation and socialization so that the public will be motivated to participate in COVID-19 vaccination in the future. Indonesia has so far cooperated with a number of other national companies in vaccine development. One of them is the Chinese company Sinovac, which has entered phase 3 clinical trial, observation, and involve about 1,600 volunteers. In Indonesia, clinical trials are claimed to not cause harmful side effects. Listener, that was this week's Spotlight. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History. I'll start with November 22, 1963, when the shooting of John F. Kennedy happens. The President of the United States, John F. Kennedy, was shot dead during a visit to Dallas, Texas, USA. He was killed while on a visit to quell friction between parliamentarians. Lee Harvey Oswald was accused of being the culprit and was arrested that night, but Jack Ruby shot him before Oswald's trial was held. The FBI and the Warren Commission officially concluded Oswald as the lone killer. However, the U.S. House of Representatives Special Assassination Committee is of the opinion that the investigation is not entirely correct and that Kennedy may have been murdered by conspiracy. Let's move on to November 22, 1989, where bombing in Lebanon happens. The Lebanese president, René Mouawad, was killed in a bomb attack targeting the car he was traveling in. Mouawad died after 17 days as president of Lebanon. The incident killed at least 23 people, including the president, and turned his convoy into burning iron chunks. The bomb attack also made potholes 9 meters wide and 1.8 meters deep. I'll end today in history on November 22, 2011, when SEA Games officially closed. The Southeast Asian SEA Games or Southeast Asian Games 2011, held for 11 days in Jakarta and Palembang, were officially closed. At the event, Indonesia as the host won the overall title after winning 182 gold medals, 151 silver medals, and 143 bronze medals. Listener, that was today in history. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku cakuyo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión. Usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Lei Zhenyan in Jiangsu Province, China. He was listening to our broadcast in Mandarin program through frequency 3325 kHz on November 1st, 2020. The SINPO was 44334. Hello, Mr. Lei Zhenyan. Thank you for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. Your email has been forwarded to Mandarin section. Please be patient to the reply. Thank you. As appreciation, we'll play a beautiful song. Here is the song.
Cuma cuci muka.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia on MotoGP Fact, Government encourages entrepreneurial growth in Mandalika. The Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sport, Zainuddin Amali, encouraged the growth of youth entrepreneurial interest in Mandalika, Central Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, in preparation for welcoming MotoGP 2021 in Indonesia. When opening activities to promote entrepreneurial interest among Mandalika youth from the Office of the Ministry of Youth and Sport, Jakarta on Monday, Minister Zainuddin Amali said, youth in the Mandalika circuit should take advantage of the coming MotoGP event in Indonesia as a momentum to start entrepreneurship. According to the minister, the premier motorbike racing event will be attended by participants from various countries and broadcast live around the world, so people in the region must be ready, especially in providing accommodation for visitors during road motor racing events. As an element of the society, the role of youth is very important, especially as a driving force. He added that Mandalika is one of the super priority tourist areas. There is a great chance that MotoGP can be held in Indonesia, even though the Mandalika circuit is only included in the list of temporary reserves for the MotoGP 2021 calendar. However, according to Minister Zainuddin Amali, the Mandalika people must remain prepared, not only to welcome the MotoGP event, but also the demographic bonus in the future. To make this activity a success, the Minister of Youth and Sport said, there is a need for a synergy between the central and local governments and other stakeholders. Meanwhile, Deputy of Youth Development of the Ministry of Youth and Sport, Asrorun Niam Soleh, added that related to the activity held this time, it is one of the government's duties to foster entrepreneurial interest. This activity is expected to foster the entrepreneurial spirit of Mandalika youth in West Nusa Tenggara to optimize the development. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuga Kusmawati. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our listener, Malik Allah Bahaya Kohar in Pakistan. He told that he monitored our English program through website voinews.id. Hello, Mr. Malik. Thank you for your prayers. The same prayer for you and your family. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Here is the song.
Begitu indah yang kau. Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
RRI was office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, my listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I will take you to Brown Canyon in Semarang. Stay tuned. Tourist attraction called Brown Canyon in Semarang was indeed become more and more popular every day, especially among photo hunters. The reason is, it has the beautiful charm of towering limestone cliffs which are pretty Instagrammable and perfect view for photo spot. Brown Canyon is not a tourist spot. It is actually an excavation site for limestone that is still active in Semarang. Interestingly, the mining which has been going on for years has left the cliffs there look similar for those in the Grand Canyon in the United States. The rock quarries that form towering cliffs and also the existence of trees at the top make the scenery even more beautiful, and of course, it's a shame if not visited. This location, you have to prepare a mask and glasses to avoid dust pollution caused by landlots or rocks that are transported by trucks at the land mining site. To enter the Brown Canyon Semarang area, there is no entry fee and no tourist facility either. It is recommended that you visit Brown Canyon outside of working hours to avoid the dust. Road conditions to Brown Canyon are not too good, dusty and bumpy, so it would be better if you visit this unique tourist spot by a motorbike or a jeep. Brown Canyon now has become a unique tourist attraction in Semarang, Central Java. As said before, it is fitting to take pictures at this location, especially at dusk. You'll be amazed to see the result. That was Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Nuka Kusmawati. Thank you for listening.
Now we will reply an email from our listener, Siddhartha Bhattacharji in India. Hello, Mr. Siddhartha Bhattacharji. Thank you for sending email to our podcast. Answering your questions that Indonesia has only two seasons, namely the rainy and dry seasons. There is no winter in our country. I hope you are satisfied with my answer. Thank you. As appreciation, we will play another beautiful song. Here is the song. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh.
terlihat jelas di matamu. Tak bisa kau mengerti aku. Ada banyak wajah cerita. Kau bisa pilih semaumu. Yang melihat hanyalah mataku sendiri. Yang mendengar hanya kupingku. Yang merasa hanyalah kedua tangan ini. Yang mengerti hanya hatiku. Hanya hatiku. Oh, oh. Hanya hatiku. Mati satu tumbuh seribu. Kata-katamu seperti debu. Ada banyak wajah cerita. Ku kan memilih yang ku mau. Yang melihat hanyalah mataku sendiri. Yang mendengar hanya kupingku. Yang merasa hanyalah kedua tangan ini. Yang mengerti hanya hatiku. Gelas penuhmu, oh, oh, takkan terisi. Yang melihat hanyalah mataku sendiri. Yang mendengar hanya kupingku. Yang merasa hanyalah kedua tangan ini. Yang mengerti hanya hatiku. Hanya hatiku. Bicaralah yang kau mau. Hanya hatiku. Ini hidupku. Bicaralah yang kau mau. Ini hidupku. Bicaralah yang kau mau. Ini hidupmu.
Well, listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Welcome back to Miscellany. This edition is about the World Kids Carnival Jember 2020. Jember Fashion Carnival or GFC held an online carnival followed by children from various parts of the world. Called the 2020 World Kids Carnival, it was held to meet the COVID-19 pandemic and was broadcast live streaming from 5 continents on Sunday, November 22, 2020. World Kids Carnival is the first event to be part of the 2021 Jember Fashion Carnival series. Event director Bubah Alfian in a virtual press conference on Thursday said that in the absence of annual GFC this year, the Jember Fashion Carnival initiated the World Kids Carnival with the aim of fostering love for culture and creating peace as early as possible. The World Kids Carnival was filled with parades of children aged 5 to 12 years from 12 countries on 5 continents. These children were wearing costumes with a message of peace during the COVID-19 pandemic. In addition, it is also an introduction to art and culture from each country. Those that took part included the Philippines, Japan, Canada, South Africa, Senegal, and Australia. The World Kids Carnival is the opening for the Jember Fashion Carnival, which will be held on August 6 to 8, 2021. Bubah Alfian stated that GFC will present a spectacular carnival after being absent this year due to the pandemic. The implementation of the GFC 2021 is prepared to be held directly while still implementing health protocols. Deputy Event Director of GFC Budi Satyawan said gifted children from each participating country would show their abilities in turns at the World Kids Carnival and appear from the same place in each country. The organizers said they would implement health protocols to prevent the spread of COVID-19 to the children involved and the crew on duty. Well, listener, that was Miscellany Today. I'm Nugo Kusmawati. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Ketika ku mendengar bahwa kini kau tak lagi dengannya, dalam benakku timbul tanya, masihkah ada dia di hatimu bertahta, atau ini saat bagiku untuk singgah di hatimu? Siapkah kau tuh jatuh cinta lagi? Meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena diriku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku
kepadamu kan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena diriku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku inginkan kau ada di hidupku.
Fikirlah saja dulu, hingga tiada ragu agar mulus jalanku melangkah menuju ke hati.
Fikirlah saja dulu, hingga tiada ragu agar mulus jalanku melangkah menuju ke hatimu. Siapkah kau tuk jatuh cinta?
Di hidupku, bila kau jatuh cinta, katakanlah
janganlah sia-sia. Bila kau jatuh cinta, katakanlah
janganlah sia-sia. Bila kau jatuh cinta, katakanlah
janganlah sia-sia. Bila kau jatuh cinta, katakanlah.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Music Corner. Today, I will present you with a song by Sivia Aziza. Since early age, Sivia has been involved with music festivals in various countries with her choir team, Alpha Singer. Later, Sivia decided to produce her first album independently. Sivia started off by writing down her entire story on a blank sheet of paper and turning it into a song with the help of Petra Sihombing as producer. New York is the first single to talk about comfort. Sometimes being comfortable isn't always beautiful, but it can be a trap. New York here is an allegory. Sivia dreams that one day she can live in New York City. But on the one hand, she is afraid that she will forget to go home. The word home here interprets Sivia herself because she is afraid that she will forget to love herself and get too caught up in the ego. Well, listener, let's listen to Sivia with the song New York.
Tak pernah di pikiranku untuk setengah hati. Seperti ku mencintaimu.
masih sendiri, ku tetap merasa sepi. Kota ini maju mimpi 247. Ekspektasiku semakin tinggi, semakin kata hatiku mengingatkanku untuk menyayangi diri sendiri. Setiap kali ku di sini, ku merasakan semangatmu. Di gedung-gedung yang tinggi, ku menjadi diri sendiri bagai mimpi. Kota ini menjual mimpi 247.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
Ketika ku melihat wajahmu yang lugu, tak pernah terfikirkan bayangmu kan selalu ada. Kamu, kamu, kamu di hatiku. Seandainya saja ku mampu memulihkan perasaanmu yang telah lama terluka oleh dirinya. Lupakan semua, sudahlah cukup di sini. Setiap
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.